HarperCollins presents A Sister's Sorrow by Kitty Neal, read by Annie Aldington.
For my husband, sweet love of mine and best friend too, I'm blown away by all you do. My life is enriched because of you. One love, one life, a love so true. Now we're here, we made it through. Many would have faltered, but no, not you. We're strong, we're great, and we're together. Eternally, I'll be yours forever. Before this ends, there's just one more thing. Because of who you are, I'm so proud to wear your ring. Chapter 1. Battersea, London, 1948. Sarah Jepson's legs jigged under her desk as she anxiously waited for the school bell to ring for home time. Her mother, Annie, had woken up with labour pains that morning, and Sarah was desperately worried about her. Earlier, when Sarah had shown concern, her mum had told her to bugger off and go to school. She'd called her useless and said she'd be no bloody help. Comments like that weren't unusual and hadn't surprised Sarah. She was used to her mother's contemptuous remarks, and though they hurt, she tried her best to ignore them. At last, the bell trilled, and Sarah hurriedly placed her books in her desk before dashing out of the classroom and then through the school gates. Dirty rainwater splashed the backs of her skinny legs as she ran through the narrow streets of run-down terraced houses. "I wish I could fly," she thought, sprinting as fast as she could as her thin coat billowed out behind her. It was at least two sizes too small, so she couldn't button it up. It did little to keep out the chill of the cold October wind, or protect her from the hammering rain. Sarah didn't care about the stormy weather. She just wanted to get back home and silently prayed that everything would be all right this time. She finally arrived at the staircase of the tenement block, then paused as she caught her breath. Her heart was pounding in her chest, and her long dark hair hung like wet rat's tails. She rapidly tapped her forefinger and thumb together, something she unconsciously did when she was nervous. Apprehensively, she grabbed the handrail and stood still, her emerald green eyes staring up the uninviting stairwell as she urged her legs to keep going. She'd come this far, but the reality of what she might find at home had stopped her in her tracks. "Please don't let it be like last time," she thought, remembering the dead baby her mother had birthed 3 years earlier. Mrs. Brown, a neighbour upstairs, had taken the baby away, but Sarah could still picture his wrinkled little face and shivered at the memory of his limp, scrawny body. Sarah recalled Mrs. Brown having a go at her mum, telling her she'd brought it on herself and should have stayed away from the gin. She told her scornfully that she didn't deserve to be a mother and had murdered her own child. Sarah didn't understand how her mother could have killed the baby, as she'd witnessed his lifeless body being born. As she'd listened to Mrs. Brown, Sarah had seen her mother glaring at the woman. She had seen that vicious look in her mum's eyes before, one that she'd now become accustomed to receiving. It was in sharp contrast to the look of pity in Mrs. Brown's eyes as she carried away the dead baby and said a solemn farewell to Sarah. She wasn't sure what she disliked most, the hateful stare from her mother or the look of pity from their neighbour. A distant scream echoed through the tenement, piercing Sarah's thoughts. She knew immediately that it was her mother and flew into action. She took the stairs two at a time, then she heard her cry out again, which drove Sarah even faster up the three flights. "Please live," her mind raced. "Please let the baby be alive." The front door was wide open. Sarah ran in, then pushed it closed behind her. The room was dark, but she could see her mother lying on her filthy mattress on the floor, panting hard. As Sarah got closer, she noticed beads of sweat running down her mum's face, even though the room was cold.
"Get this bloody thing out of me,"
her mother screamed, and gripped the holy blanket that was covering her legs.
"I don't know what to do,"
Sarah cried in a blind panic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?